My name is Joseph Buckner, and I'm here interviewing Jenny Stultz. It is November 21st, 2017. So tell me a little bit about your childhood and where you grew up.
Oh, well, I am a Gastonian native and grew up here and have lived here except for a stint when I went off to college. And then when I got married, my husband and I lived in Asheville for a little and then got back to Gastonia just as soon as we could.
So tell me one of your happiest moments in your life.
That's hard because I've had so many, but we're standing in one of them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I invited you to come to this place. We're standing in a building that was the largest textile mill under one roof in the world at one time. And it was really the heart and soul of all the textiles really in the Southeast and was known worldwide for producing cotton and cotton products. It is six stories tall. It still is 600,000 square feet. And throughout the time that I had the opportunity to serve as mayor, I literally worked every day in some capacity to see that this mill was renovated and refurbished and historically preserved. Mm-hmm. And we're standing in the historically preserved building today.
Wow. This is an amazing building. So, were you involved in the community before you ran for mayor? And if so, how?
Well, I guess I grew up learning how to be a volunteer. My parents were volunteers. So as soon as I got out of college and was a young mother, I started teaching Sunday school at my church. And before long, I was involved in practically every nonprofit in the community. And at one point, probably chaired most every nonprofit in the community. So I have a broad knowledge, grassroots knowledge of our community. And through being a volunteer, it grew me in a lot of other capacities that I never thought I'd ever see.
Yes, ma'am. It's very interesting. So how did you decide to run for mayor?
Well, running for mayor was not really my idea. It was not something that I ever thought about in high school. I was selected as wittiest in high school. I fell in love in my high school days, and during college I was in love. I eloped and got married when I was 19, was a young mother, and so being mayor was really not on my radar screen. But all of those volunteer capacities that I had led me to be a leader in many capacities. And at some point in my life, there were a group of people that said, you know, you really do need to be mayor. My high school history teacher said, you've got to promise me that in my lifetime you will run for public office. And I said, Mrs. Marvin, you don't remember what type of student I was in your history class. She said, no, there's something in you that shows me that you need to be in public office. And she happened to be probably the first woman senator mm-hmm. in our legislature,
wow.
in our North Carolina legislature, or one of the first.
Okay.
And so she encouraged me to run for office, and many people just said, you know so much about the community, you're so unpolitical, we need a mayor like that. And so I considered myself a first-round draft pick. And I thought, well, you know, maybe that's what I need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was told by the old icons in the community, Sugar, you're not going to win this election. You know,
yes,
in the South,
that's
what we're told. Sugar, you're not going to win this election. And I said, well, I'm going to do my best. And it was a landslide.
Yes.
And every child that I'd ever taught in preschool and everyone who I'd ever picked up trash with or planted a tree with in my career with Keep America Beautiful were on my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So we had about 400 people on my campaign.
Wow.
And the next thing I knew, on November the 6th, 1999, I was mayor of Gastonia.
Wow. You were the first female mayor of Gastonia.
I was the first female mayor. Yes, I was. And the longest serving at this point.
Wow. Amazing.
I was in office 12 years. And so I'm the longest serving at this point.
Yes.
And I chose to walk away. I didn't mm-hmm. win. I didn't lose an election.
Mm-hmm.
I just had jokingly have said I had kissed that pig long enough and it was time to walk away.
Yes, ma'am. So, of course, it was a long time, so you did enjoy your time, but what do you find is one of the things that you did on a daily basis that you love just being mayor?
You know, I think each mayor takes on their own personality in a city. And each mayor has things that are specifically important to them. And being so involved in nonprofits and being in the grassroots community, everything from teaching preschool to, you know, working with the underserved, working with literacy, those are the types of things that were important to me when I was elected. And the very day that I was sworn into office, a staff person came into my office and said, "Mayor, you're the first mayor ever that we thought we could approach with this issue." And I said, "What issue is it?" And she said, "Homelessness. We've never had a mayor that really wanted to talk about it." And I said, "What do we need to do?" She said, "We need a task force and we need to start addressing it." And I said, "We're on."
Wow.
And I called significant people in the community, and we formed the first task force on homelessness and eventually developed a 10-year plan to end homelessness.
Wow.
And, you know, the homeless became my friends, mm-hmm. one-on-one, you know, name recognition, and they would come to my office and visit. They
yes,
were
ma'am.
Human beings.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was involved with a lot of social issues,
mm-hmm.
With increased livability for housing, growing our parks, strengthening our neighborhoods, eliminating crime, getting more people involved in keeping their neighborhoods safe. So I was a real hands-on mayor with a lot of social issues that a lot of mayors don't particularly go after.
Yes, ma'am. So what do you see as your biggest accomplishment as mayor?
When I ran for mayor, people said, "Well, what are your issues? I mean, you know, what do you want to accomplish?" Well, I was actually, kind of scoffed at by a number of people. I said, "You know, I really want people to be proud of where they live." Gastonia has kind of been the whipping boy of the Charlotte region for a long time, primarily because we were textile. So we were called the lint heads of the community and the lesser knowns,
yes,
and
ma'am.
The lesser educated. And so my whole campaign slogan was a vote for city pride.
Wow.
And the Charlotte radio station said, "There's some crazy woman over there in Gastonia who thinks we're picking on them." And they wanted me on the show and they mm-hmm. wanted to do that. And I said, "I taught preschool, so I learned to ignore bad behavior. So, you know, you can come see us if you mm-hmm. like." And a number of them did. And when they
wow.
did, they came over and saw how wonderful our city was and apologized. So when I became mayor, I remember Charlotte Channel 3 television walking up to me, one of the anchor people walked up to me and said, "Well, Mayor, your whole mission and your whole campaign was on building the image and the pride in your community. So what are you going to do first?" And I said, "It's happening right now." And she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "You're here in Gastonia and you're covering good news."
Mm-hmm.
And so if I could say anything overall that I did, I think I made people prouder of their community so that young people like my mayor's youth council could go off to college and say, "Yeah, I'm from Gastonia. What do you want to make of it?"
Mm-hmm. It's very true. So was there anyone in your life that shaped you into your person today, that you who you are?
I'd have to say that it was my dad. My dad was always involved with helping people. I can remember late at night, poor black people would come to our door and say, "I need to get my wife out of the hospital," or "I need help," and my dad would help. He was always volunteering and just doing things one-on-one for a lot of people. He died of a heart attack my senior year of high school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On mine and my husband's first date, he was marching in a parade and had a heart attack and died. And I was 17. I had a 14-year-old sister, an 8-year-old brother, and a 5-year-old sister.
Wow.
So those 17 years that he affected me continued to affect me, because he taught me to live every day like it's your last, and to do everything that you can to say at night when you put your head on the pillow, did I make life better for somebody today? He was my example.
That's special. So since our integration is the spirit of Gastonia, what does Gastonia mean to you?
Well, my family is here. My family has chosen to stay here. The investment of time in my lifetime that I have spent here, I think, has been well worth it. I've been all over the world for a lot of different reasons, even as mayor or through our Sister Cities program or traveling. And it's always wonderful just to come back to this town. It's not the most remarkable town in the world, but from where I live, I can be at the theater or a Broadway show or a cultural event. I can be, at a professional sports game. I can be at the beach. I can be in the mountains. I can be near my family, and I just like the people here. Mm-hmm. So it just feels good. This is home to me.
Yes, ma'am. It's my home as well. So what does civic engagement mean to you? What does it entitle?
You know, I've had more opportunities to really examine civic engagement through being mayor and then through some recent experiences that I've had. It's actually making the commitment to take on a task that you feel like needs work and needs sheer guts to address, whether it's teen pregnancy, whether it's poverty, whether it's homelessness, whether it's affordable housing, you know, whether it's image, those types of things. The thing that I worry about most in this world is that complacency and apathy could be the undoing of all of us.
Very true.
And especially in this world today, and in our country today, I think that people get frustrated, and rather than stepping out and being gutsy and working to change, then they sit back and become complacent and say, there's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. So I think civic engagement is actually making the decision to take on a task and stick with it.
Right.
I worked with a group of young African professionals the last two summers at Appalachian State University, and they were Mandela Fellows.
Wow.
And they were chosen. There were 64,000 applications, and they chose 1,000. And they went to universities all over the country, and 25 went to Appalachian State University.
Okay.
And so I taught a class of those Mandela Fellows.
Wow.
On civic engagement.
That's interesting.
And so I was able to share with them what civic engagement is in the United States.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were able to share with me, you know, their struggles. And I thought, you know, I've worked with nonprofits that have taught people to read or worked with affordable housing, but these people are running nonprofits that are treating babies that have AIDS, or just trying to get drinkable water for people. I mean, their needs are so much greater, and their civic engagement is going to be so much greater. You know, it's our opportunity to inspire and engage those folks too, to help them become more civically engaged.
Right.
And it's going to take more guts on their part.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. It takes a lot for them to step up and do such a big thing to help people.
Well, in their countries, they stand the chance of being murdered.
Right.
I met one young man, and I was going to shake his hand. He only had one arm. His arm, from the shoulder, he had no arm. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't shake hands with you with my right hand, but I was a child working in the fields, and I wasn't working fast enough, so they took a machete and cut off my arm.
Oh.
So you talk about civic engagement?
Right.
You know, the fact that he was at a university learning about civic engagement, you have to really admire
Yes.
those in the other part of the world that
Yes,
are just
ma'am.
Like us.
Yes, ma'am. And then What would be your advice for youth here in Gastonia to better our city, country, and world?
Well, you mentioned civic engagement. You know, a lot of people think, well, I'm not old enough to do this, or, you know, I'm not that great a student, or, you know, nobody will listen to me. Well, I can think about my career in high school, and I just told you I was the wittiest, and I wasn't the smartest in my history class, but there was something in me that other people saw that knew that I could be a leader. And I think everyone has something that they're passionate about, hopefully, something that they're passionate about. And I think from the time you're a child, whether you're in Boy Scouts or church or in some capacity where you're helping others, helps you build that mentality where you're willing to reach out and make a difference. And you know, I believe in the young people in my community. That's why I started a youth council early in my mayoral term. And if I really had to say what the most enjoyable part of my being mayor for 12 years was working with those young people, because they taught me so much and they had so much joy and they had so much promise. And I had students that some lived in basements. I had one student that lived in a basement. I had two students that were undocumented and Hispanics that are now natural citizens. Mm-hmm. That I helped them with.
Wow.
We have some that are in med school, you know, some that are in law school, some that are working in Washington, D.C., some that are waiting tables in restaurants.
Right.
But I hope that every single one of those youth that were involved in our youth council, who helped us make decisions in the city, feel pride in what they've done, and they'll be civic leaders themselves.
Yes,
if you can grow someone else, then you're successful. You know, it's not how many plaques you hang on your wall, not how many awards you have, but how many people you've grown.
It's a good way to put it. Well, I would like to thank you for our time and for letting me interview you.
It's been a joy. Now that I'm talking to the third member of the Buckner family who's been involved at the Youth Council, I feel like you're my family.
Yes, we like to think of you as our family as well.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you.